And we're live. Happy Saturday, everyone. Hope your week has done well. It's Brian of Tiny Crypto Blog. Today, on the weekly open mic, do a summary wrap up for this week. Let's get our ticker going here. Get that started. Also, it's not where we want to go. If you're watching price markets for tokens and coins, it's sideways. There was pullback. There was jump up. It looks like we've fallen into a range. I bring up prices not because I find them to be important so much as they are. Let's share this tab here. How are we looking? Get us to this screen. More as a measure of sentiment. Because right now we are in a general bull market. Yeah, it was up, it was down, it's mixed. But let's look at Bitcoin, since that one has the most institutional and big money. Look at it from a three-month standpoint, pop that open, make sure we got everything going good. There's a pullback. We had our excitement. We hit the new highs. People are cashing out, but now we're starting to fall into a sideways range. Look at from a 1 month. Yeah, we're going sideways. Look at from a 1 year. It's a pullback. It's a pullback. People are cashing in. People are consolidating. And also in this gap, when the prices, since a lot of people look at price, people are looking at that and going, okay, should I be entering at this point? It's that pause where we're going to see what happens. The sentiment on the positive side, we've got a halving coming up. Yes, I say halving and not having, just because I like doing that. But we've got that sentiment and people are deciding, what should I do? Let's stretch this out a little bit. Stretch out even more. Stretch it out further. It's a pause. And on a long-term scale, the bias is still upward. Look at the space beneath. The bias is still upward. There's our pump to 1,000 back in 13, our pump up to 17, almost 20 in 2017, the last bull, and then here. So what does this have to do with what's going on, the prices? Well, as I said, it's sentiment as well. I'm going to tie in news. When you're in this part of a bull price cycle, what you end up getting is a lot more videos and news and headlines and talk about price predictions and what is possible and how high something can go and how much something can cost and how much the moon things will be. And all the adoption, because the sentiment is there to support it. In this case, we've got the sentiment. We've got the prices that are saying, hey, look at the trend here. This is where we're at. We were down here. Now we're up here. And you've got that sentiment. You've got that momentum to justify it versus in a bear market when we were in the doldrums and all becomes speculation. And well, it becomes theoretical. And when we have the price movement where we're at now, the rubber's hitting the road. And so you've got that support. You've got that bias of the crowd sentiment and the energy that we're feeling in favor of it. So it's a lot easier to do. To that regard, there's still been news headlines. If you check out the weekly headline posts, there's things going on. There's FTX news. There's stuff with the rest of the debris and fallout from the 22-23 bear, your BlockFi's, all the other things. You still got news about development. You still got news about adoption. You still got news about fundraising. That's still happening. The price action and where is it today? That's what grabs the headlines the most. Now, looking at what's next. The last few weeks, every weekly open mic has been Bitcoin price squeezes. And I've been seeing more videos that are supporting the, I don't want to say the idea, but the energetic reality, I'm going to get very vague there because I can't think of what the best word would be to say that conceptually, the way the money coming in, the amount of exposure, I guess one way to put it would be we're going from having demand from filling up the swimming pool with a garden hose or with a municipal water main. And the scale of what we're going to see for price movement is going to be different this time. There was a great video, which I'll put this in for a Thursday post and a dedicated post. Nick and I'm Bahia, and I'm hoping I'm not butchering it. He was on a What Bitcoin Did podcast that was released this week. I followed him, not exclusively. There'd be interviews with him. He's got an understanding of money. He's got an understanding of value. Fairly level-headed. And in the, he wrote the book, The Bitcoin Layer, Layered Money. And he knows what he's talking about. He's learned and educated. He was in the recent What Bitcoin Did interview. And they talk about ETFs, maturing Bitcoin demand, and when they start going into things like Bitcoin alongside money markets. Let's get this viewed up. All right, back up a step. Nick Bhatia, a little bit of his background. Wrote the book Layered Money, talking about the history of money, gold, dollars, Bitcoin, CBDCs. He's got the book, when it come out, The Bitcoin Layer. I will get this down. My sincere apologies for this. Saturday mornings. So, with Nick, knowledgeable, the Layered Money book. He understands currencies. He understands the pools of money, how they work, where they go. He knows a lot of the macro on this. On the What Bitcoin Did interview, Bitcoin ETFs have changed the game. So in this one, in it, he talks a lot about, he goes into the macro with Bitcoin alongside money markets, talking about the effect of all the money that's pooled in money markets, what that's going to do when people start looking at Bitcoin as an asset to get exposure to. He goes in at length, the demand coming to Bitcoin, if you want a good, listening to both parts and the demand coming to Bitcoin, the details he goes into where he talks about what people are seeing, why they would put monetary value into Bitcoin and Bitcoin derivative products. The reasons it's very, it in this current sentiment, it feeds the fire. And it has that momentum. It has that environment to justify it and go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And it's very bullish. It's very echo chambery. In a bear market, it's more philosophical, but still states the case. And now that we're in a situation where the rubber's hitting the road and the institutional money is here and it's starting to flow into the derivative products, which is underpinning the buying demand for it. Ultimately, it just reinforces the case of where Bitcoin is headed. Bitcoin continues to eat the world. It continues to eat the world. And we're still below the 5% adoption rate, although probably going to see an article sometime, somewhere soon, stating survey shows that Bitcoin is at a 5% adoption rate. So we'll see how that pans out. And then going into things like nation state Bitcoin custody and what if scenarios, and talking about El Salvador and Bukele and how the risks that are posed with nation state adoption, how would you do it? Who would hold the keys? Who would have the access? We're going to have to create new laws, new regulations, new safeguards for that, as well as probably have visibility saying this is what the address is. It can be monitored, and you know there's going to be people that watch this stuff 24/7 to see if there's any movement in these things or what kind of movement occurs. You're going to have Twitter bot accounts that talk about this. Just like you have whale accounts, you're going to have Twitter bot accounts that watch these types of addresses. But reserve assets for countries and banks. That also is a very interesting one. This, if you want to get into some good macro, this video is the one. It's very much a good listening. And Nick Bhatia is not an Uber bull. He is not a maxi. He is just someone who sees and recognizes the value propositions of Bitcoin and talks about why that is, what the case is, what the potential is. And everything that I see, it absolutely does have the potential. It absolutely can reach these what-if scenarios. In which case, I would never give advice because I'm not a financial advisor. But if a friend were to ask me what I'm doing, I would tell him or her, dollar cost average and stack every day. That way, you, by dollar cost averaging, it keeps you from feeling that FOMO, like you're being left out. Because by getting a little bit of a buy every single day, or even just once a week, you're participating and you are getting your foot in the door before prices go higher. So that when the price does go higher, you can say, okay, I bought some when it was at 65 and 55 and 45, and future down the road, you'll be able to say I bought when it was at 75 and 85 and 105 and 150. And I still got in on the cheap. And that, if you plan the dollar amounts for your dollar cost averaging of how much you're claiming of this fixed supply asset for yourself, you work out the budget, you know that price goes up, the price goes down, I'm still stacking, I'm still accumulating, I'm still doing more than 95% of the rest of humanity is. And you're getting in before then. So it doesn't matter if you can't buy $100, $500, $1,000, more than that in one shot. If you're able to get $5 a day, hell, if you're able to get $2 a day, you're still getting in. You're still stacking because that value is going to grow over time. So don't worry about it. And my one advice I would give, piece of advice, never buy a scratch-off lottery ticket or a lottery ticket ever again. Once you get set up with an app that gives you dollar cost averaging capabilities, save that dollar for that Bitcoin, because you can feel a lot better with a much higher probability of that dollar of Bitcoin being worth $2 of purchasing power, $3 more over time than, well, that scratch off lottery ticket, I had a 1 in 25 chance of winning a dollar. So something to keep in mind. Once I started the dollar cost averaging and stacking every day, I said, nope, I've not bought another lottery ticket, scratch off or otherwise. I said, you know what? I'm saving that buck and putting it into some Bitcoin. And I have no regrets about that. So where does this leave us now as far as the big picture? I think where we are. Okay. I think I can get something. Nope. Let's change that too. Summary. How would I summarize where we are at and what is going on today? We're still in a bull. There's still upward price momentum. So if you're trading, I can't give you advice. I'm a rotten trader and am poor at reading sentiment and knowing all the machinations and things that go on under the hood and that can affect the day-to-day price. I don't do it. I just stack and accumulate. So from a stack and accumulate standpoint, what does this mean? Just keep stacking. As the saying goes, stay humble and stack sats. And we've still got a ways to go. You know, I think this last couple of weeks was a good preview and a good practice run for much bigger moves and pullbacks that will happen in the future. I just remember the words of Plan B when he said, be ready for 30% pullbacks. That's going to happen. And that is just a natural thing. People take profits. People reach a point where it's worth it for them to sell some of what they've got. And a lot of built-up positions and sentiment gets unwound. And then if the overall current is still in the direction of upwards, it's going to pick up again because Bitcoin's on sale, things have consolidated. Hey, this is a great time to get in. Prices have leveled out. Boom. And there you go. We're back up again. So I will wrap it up at that. I hope you're doing well. Hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Keep stacking. Stay humble and stack sats. And with that, I'm just going to say be well, everyone, and talk to you soon.